It's Saturday, February 15th, 2025. It's about 3 p.m. I'm in the car running errands and have a few things to report here. I'm not really up for this, but let's just get it done. I would say, let's see now, maybe a year ago, October, was when I first felt these tendrils of negative energy erupting from my deltoids. And that probably coincided with additional etheric tension at my hips and other, joint or, physical muscle joint areas where a lot of energy accrues, a lot of prana. Joints are pretty much huge, I think, in terms of the health and vitality of a person. And a succubus so inclined will definitely gnaw on those and drain them. So now fast forward, 16, 17 months later, where am I at? Well, it used to be the case that after work, no matter what kind of a work day I had, in terms of energy outlay, that I would want to go for a hike, a 2-hour, a 3-hour walk, what have you. And it always gave me energy. It wasn't like I needed a lot of energy to do it, because my body produced a lot of energy and a lot of desire to, again, move this physical vehicle through space and time. And it's always been a meditation for me. The exercise, even going back to, third grade, fourth grade, middle school, play. Lots and lots of play, basketball, tennis, just playing with friends on our bikes or playing ball in the street, etc. Was always something that brought calm and happiness to me. And then as I got older, I guess it became wrapped up with a more of an inward inquiry, a development of a higher focus. So that would be a sublimation of a physical urge, and having that be manifested on a deeper and deeper level, psychically. And so the hiking was my meditation. And I would, even for the first, I would say, couple of years, 2 or 3 years here in Hawaii, coming back with this malady, I would be able to do a 2-hour or longer walk every evening. I'm not hiking so much into the dark now as I did when I lived in another area, just because I'm living in a more sketchy area. It's just not the community. It's just not, I don't think it's as safe to hike in the dark in the community where I'm living now. And I think everyone is just more comfortable if everyone's out and about in daylight for the most part. Yeah, otherwise, if you're out at night, you could be mistaken for a criminal or something. So, I'm maybe going an hour and a half instead of, 2 hours or more in an evening. But I think it was maybe I went a month, maybe more. And it wasn't until this past week where I had one day where I had enough energy to go for a walk after school. I would get home this past month and just be tired. I would eat, and the food, instead of giving me energy for hiking, it would fuel the the inverted psychic manifestation and movement of this malicious consciousness inside of me. And it remains the case that I haven't fasted more than 24 hours since March of 2024. So coming, 11 months, coming up on a whole year, which is concerning. Part of me would like to fast, but a lot of me, when it comes down to it, I fasted, 12 or 13 days in July of 2022, and the Holy Spirit, in my opinion, wrote me off, I think on day two. Showed up, did an evaluation of my heart muscle and my thymus gland, and gave the girl the keys to the kingdom. And so what to make of that? Well, especially whenever I accrue a little bit of extra energy, I'm always thinking there's got to be an upside to this. I'm not happy with living in a world of pain, but I am content with my lot of, if this is the price of remaining connected and being of service to God, carrying out His judgment or living His judgment, that's what I signed up for. I steadfastly proclaimed my desire to stay wedded to the Holy Spirit, even if that meant that this negative entity was running roughshod within me. Because I think the fall of 2019, there was that evening of dialing up and dialing down my connection to Spirit, and God was making available to me a complete cessation of psychic contact. So if that's Amrit Nadi, yeah, I don't know what would have happened exactly, except I think it was a loss of connection to God, conscious connection. I'm not transcended and all that, whatever, I'm not enlightened, but there is a capacity in a extrasensory awareness that operates within me. That's very positive, and it's actually was the purpose of my life. And I did not intend to have that entangled with a person who is entirely consumed by hate for me. But you know what? It is what it is, and God has decreed that this thing is to remain in me. And I don't know, where this ends. Of course, it could end with my death. That's a no-brainer. I hope, when I have a little extra energy, a little hope running through me, a little more, optimism, and I'm always thinking that I'm going to win. I'm going to join with God. I start, on my last couple of hikes, I have been praying to God and thanking God and again praying for safe harbor or safe passage to the next phase. That is a place where this entity, this spiritual entanglement, either ceases to be or ceases to interfere with God's joining with me on a conscious level, or at the very least, has like a 60 or 90% reduction in strength, such that I'm able to be very productive in my life rather than just barely surviving. I hate how much time I spend in bed. I hate how much time I have to be flat on my back dealing with these interminable psychic control beats. I just despise them. They enervate me, they drain me, they make me not have the energy to do anything cognitively or physically. But in this past month, what's happened more and more is, I would say this is a case, less of a direct attack on my mind or my brain, the medulla, although that happens occasionally, a little bit. But definitely, it's the case that both of my feet are largely numb at night. And I am experiencing, again, a trail of numbness from either my both of my big toes or the that long toe next to or adjacent to the big toes. Those just are numb, and then if I stretch out my foot or curl it inward or, you know, arch it or whatever it is, you know, tighten the muscles underneath my arch, it'll spasm. There will be a Charlie horse in that whole fleshy area under the arch of my foot, including like my toes. Some of my toes will actually get like a crippling Charlie horse or contraction. And if I shake or, shake my body, shake my legs, lying on my back and shaking a bit and tightening different areas, I will feel also Charlie horses in my calves for the first time, even my hamstrings for the first time. It hadn't involved these areas before. It was like a line, a thinner line going down through my lower extremities to tap my toes or the arch of my feet. And I think this is, when I experience a Charlie horse or a numbness, I can only imagine that this effort that she demonstrates within my body, largely at night, but some of these are occurring more, increasingly more during the day. It must be a means to funnel energy her way. Now, God consciousness operating at full capacity within me, or, enough to support whole body enlightenment. Call it a fire hose or a fire hydrant, a forceful, a 3 or 4 inch wide, very high pressure water plume for her to drink from, as opposed to literally, a chunk of my calf, just like a strain and a muscle contraction. That's like a fast drip from a faucet or a slow drip. I don't really know, but it's pathetic. It's pathetic. Certainly not fast enough a water flow, flow of energy or flow of water to keep the metaphor straight or consistent, to do some dishes. It's not. It can barely wet your hands. It's a joke. But that's what she's relegated to. A girl who is actually she was built for the full conduction of this energy, and or the Holy Spirit, and so she's got to be as trapped and miserable as I am. And I really think we both deserve better than this. Really, kind of pisses me off. I mean, she's fucked. She can't move on. She's stuck inside of me. She can't sleep with another man because then that weakens her connection to me. And I guess she can't have a connection to me because the whole spiritual component of that is oriented towards death, which is not really, was not her original intention or aspiration. That's my belief. And so why, I mean, I made the best judgments I could to avoid EMF, electromagnetic, man-made electromagnetic field, hyperconductivity, and actually a destruction, you know, my own personal destruction of, you know, being excessively aware of this stuff. I just was not willing or comfortable taking that risk without EMF protection vis-a-vis some graphite paints. Again, that at the time of all this going down in February of 2019, I had not evaluated it. I did not have access to a solution yet. So I think it peaked like a week and a half ago, this whole fucking takeover of my body. I mean, it was nightly. I had sustained pain, especially in my left elbow area, but the, what do you call it? You know, this, the inside of my elbow, you know, so not the bony section, but the soft tissue. That was like a quarter or a half dollar sized energetic pain there all night long. My hands having a light numbness, stronger numbness and Charlie horse action throughout my legs, especially my feet, and my spending, you know, 15 minutes or more at a time trying to shake or contract or do whatever I can to at least not have that numbness in my feet. I can't stand it. It presages death. And I can only imagine that the expansion, the takeover of that sensation in my calves, in my shins, my quadriceps, my hamstrings, all the way up. I mean, the less healthy and the weaker you get as a man with the, in this situation, the more likely the succubus is to have a wholesale consumption of your body or of the energy produced by your body. That sounds reasonable and logical to me. And so it's a, you know, the other side of that is I would hope, and I hope God's listening, I would hope, Lord, that some amount of effort and worthiness on the part of the succubus or this spiritually conductive woman, that must be evaluated also in relation to the fitness and the aspirational merits of the male consort or of the God-man, which I am or which I aspire to be. And so I would like there to be some pathway for me to demonstrate sufficient fitness on all the levels that that fitness is demonstrated, whereby God will forestall my death and actually provide an avenue or a widening or a widened path for me to break free or at least establish a much more significant degree of spiritual autonomy, freedom, aspiration, and occupational and intellectual productivity. That's my hope. And so it was actually a revelation this week. I mean, I love working out towards evening. You sweat good. That means you don't sweat when you're sleeping at night. You're not peeing as much during the night because you have sweated out your, you know, the excess fluids more so, you know, in an hour or two before bed. Everything is balanced. You know, the stress hormones from the day have been dissolved in the course of the exercise because, you know, at least that's what I've read, you know, adrenaline produced by the adrenal glands is a fight or flight hormone, and it actually breaks down into toxic substances that really physical activity is the only means by which to dispose of them or to, you know, rid them from the body properly or to break them down into their, subcomponents. So let me just say anything else along those lines. Yeah. So, but it's persisting. Like last couple of days, two or three days, even though my mind was a little more free than it has been, I had pretty severe pain in my right ankle, like little shocks going on inside of the joint, and actually had the joint become almost frozen, where it hurt to bend it at all. And this was on account of these thick wads of energy coming down the inside of my leg, my shin and calf muscles. My shin and my calf muscles. It's like you put like two fingers together, you know, your thumb, reaching around your leg to have your, with your two hands, with your, two fingers touching, with your thumbs touching, you know, circling around your leg. It's kind of like that thick, coming down as a powerful wad of energy. So no longer is it like a finger coming down or just a thread coming down me. It is amassing force, and so now it's almost like involving my whole limb. And this manifested yesterday for the first time. I am like washing my clothes because I'm starting to hand wash most of my clothes. And then only using the commercial washers in my area for linens, you know, so bath towels and hand towels and bed sheets and pillowcases. So I'm washing and then I'm sitting down having some salad. As I'm doing that, I'm just noticing that my right knee is visibly hot. It's visibly inflamed and thicker than my left knee by quite a bit, and it's hot, it's warmer to the touch, and it's like locked. It hurts to bend it, and so it takes a lot of inverted energy to actually cause immediate swelling freezing or frozenness to an entire joint as large as like my right knee. But that's what she's capable of now, all from the inside. And this is not even talking about what she's able to do on the outside in terms of like shrouding my brain a bit with, you know, just kind of clamping down on my subtle body, maybe that extends a couple of inches outside of my beyond my skin. And she can just impinge upon me with her own astral energy cloud that surrounds me and is attached to the kernel of her consciousness within my heart. So I don't know where this ability now, I mean, she was able to kind of totally attack my right foot, all in the entire like top of my foot, my right foot, a month and a half ago or maybe more. I could barely move it. It was so much pain, like needles all over the top of my foot. And then now, this passing, lasted like an hour. Then I think her attention broke, and, you know, I did some exercises and tried to push through some of it. But she has never been able to freeze an entire large joint like that before. And as I said, I don't know where this level of inversion of disruption goes. Because she also attacks, she spent a lot of time attacking my right ankle too. And at night, if this is going on, immediately, whenever I then walk, as I'm walking to get a drink of water and use the bathroom, I will hear and feel maybe 8 or different areas within my right ankle cracking, because all these little bones down there, or cartilages or whatever is down there, this enormous inflammation that occurs, or that my body responds with, with the conduction of, or in response to the conduction or the forcible penetration of it by this negative, harmful, death-seeking energy. It causes inflammation, enormous inflammation. But Thursday night, which was 2 nights ago, the night before Valentine's Day, the girl is a romantic. She came to my classroom with a friend of hers, on Valentine's Day, went out of her way to, you know, come visit, and, you know, made, I'd have to rethink, you know, what was said exactly. We never spoke. It was always like roundabout. And it was never really possible for me to speak more directly to her, given the age and, given her age and, you know, how I had to conduct myself as a teacher. What a gauntlet that was. But, so I had one of the lightest involvements of her in a while, Thursday night. It was great. But then I was pretty much a lot of attacks upon me on Friday. Valentine's. I say Halloween. Might as well be Halloween. For me, in my case. So we're coming up on 6 years. In the next couple of weeks, I think that'll make 6 years that she has been lodged in my heart. Started out more auspiciously than that, but I was not ready. And her presence within me, in her holistic, subtle body form, lasted just a week before I gave it the boot. Because it was overwhelming my mind. I was not ready. I'm sorry about that. I did not mean to encourage her to do something that would mean, that would call or cause me to react like that. If I had known what was going to happen, I would have never encouraged her at all. Because I believe she did deliberate where to place her soul. Was it me or the boy? I think she wanted me, but she was still thinking about it because she knew it was taking a chance. And again, I am sorry, and all I can say is I still hope there's a workaround, and I definitely hope be able to be free enough to continue my own spiritual path with or without her. So that's it for now. I'm anticipating increased attempts to actually freeze joints in me through this inflammatory energy caused me to almost not even be able to stand up or walk or do anything. And I will do what I can through not eating as much and exercising and living righteously to delay her final takeover. And yeah, I just want to be more productive as a human being, as a spiritual aspirant, and whatever happens to her, happens to her. I just don't want to be a casualty anymore. And if she can experience greater joy and satisfaction in her life without compromising mine, then I'm begging God to show us a path forward for that to happen. Given how rare this kind of a pairing is, I am begging God for some forgiveness, some provision of grace in these very, very, very difficult and traumatic circumstances that we find ourselves in. And that's it for now. Wishing everyone the very best on their path. May God light your way. May you exercise the good judgment. May you have the good luck. May you have the appropriately supportive physical and economic environment to allow you to live out your dreams. That's it for now. Over and out.